This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Okay, I'll admit it. I'm in New Munich, not Germany, Minnesota.
New Munich.
Do they still New Munich,
ballroom?
Yes.
I used to have the New Munich ballroom over there when I was growing up. Is that still around?
I'll make a quick stop and find out for you, but the bus is going pretty fast. I might be playing hooky. I might be on the way to the Minnesota Twins 12-10 game with the Atlanta Braves to see if they can win the series after a loss last night. So, yeah, I've been a while since I've been to a Twins game, but I just had to do it. Just had to do it. And I do have my daughter along. Hannah's along, and Hannah is home for a couple of weeks. She did some interning in Washington, D.C. This summer, and now she is getting ready to go back to school for two more years out in New Haven, Connecticut. So it's a pleasure to have Hannah along and some other friends along. So we're going to have a good time today. Lots to do on the program. I need your help. I have a new top 10 list I'm trying to put together so we can save ourselves a lot of frustration. I'll tell you more in just a moment, but you're going to have to go to work today and add something for the top 10 list. So come along in just a minute. First, I want to talk to my friend Brian Kroc from Collins and Kroc, who is right next to me here and on the bus along with his partner Jeff Collins. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Great to be going to a Twins game on a day like this.
Now, your partner, Jeff Collins, told me that there was nobody better at predicting the stock market than you. Nobody. He said you had like this record year last year where you crushed it. So that's why I just threw the headsets on for you to tell us all your secrets right now.
Well, there you go. I always say I don't make predictions. I make observations. Those things are out there for all of us to see. It's just that sometimes people are not paying attention. But if we look and see what's going on around us, there's great opportunities to make some money.
So when you saw this trade war heating up between the U.S. and China, and lots of efforts by this president to rebalance things in the Americans' favor, farmers, ranchers, and for that matter, everybody that has a good or a service, did you anticipate it would get quite as ugly as it did this week?
You know, I didn't see that it would get necessarily this bad, but it doesn't change the opportunity that's out there. You know, what a great time to be betting on America. We've got the Fed on our side. We've got a president and a government that's on our side. We're deregulating. We're number one energy producer in the world. There are so many good things going on economically that I want to be a part of that.
And so you see opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So some people might say, what's happening to my 401k? That's the quick gasp you do real quick. That's not the long game then, right?
Exactly. You know, we're invested for the long term. We're looking for those opportunities. So, you know, just lately in the market, we've seen some sell-off activity based on the most current news. And so there's two things that we're doing in the portfolios that we manage. So we're obviously taking some profits where we can. We are actually, you know, getting rid of things that might be affected by the trade war or have, you know, too much Chinese exposure. But I'm also looking at some of these great companies that are maybe sold off that I want to be a part of. I mean, I'm just going to throw out a name. It's not a recommendation. But Amazon.com, as an example, great company. They're doing lots of good stuff. Their stock has gone way down since this whole thing started. At some point, that's going to become a value that I can go buy. And there's this company after company of these great companies like that, that when people get panicked, they sell those things down. And that's when Jeff and I go in and buy those for our clients.
Yeah, really. And I will tell you to our listeners, I've mentioned this when Brian has been on before, analyzing the market for us, that I, too, am a client and really appreciate what they do. Mostly because, you know, you just sort of get to know the person first and sort of say, what's the life plan here? And not instantly, you know, what can I sell you or what kind of you know, product do you want to get? But in my case, I've been in radio, so there's not a lot to work with. But it's fun, even in my 50s, to sit on and say, okay, well, let's do it right for the rest of the way here. And it's been really good to work with you guys on that front. Explain to folks what
Absolutely.
You do in that regard. How do you help people that way?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It's really all about relationships. It is a relationship business. And so that's what we do. We find people that we click with. We have relationships with them. and we get to know them. We get to know everything about them. So it's not just about how do we make their money grow, but how do we protect their money? They might have questions about should they be leasing or buying a car. I would say anything that has to do with a dollar sign, we can help them. You know, they've got a nest egg. They want to know if they can go ahead and retire when they want to retire or what they can pass on to their children. We work out a plan for them so that they can do all of that. And that's what we want to do is help people answer those questions.
Well, but today you're going to go to the Twins, so you'll start answering the questions tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Is that right? Beginning tomorrow.
Tell me tomorrow.
Today the question is, are the Twins going to win or not, right?
Of course they're going to win.
Yes.
That's where we're going.
Exactly right. All right. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk. How do folks get a hold of you?
Just give us a call. We're in downtown Fargo. You can reach me at 235-0119.
All right. Good to chat with you.
Hey, you too, Scott. Good seeing you.
You bet. All right, folks, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. And we got a bunch of friends along today. We're going to have a great time. And, yes, I'm playing hooky. I'm not. Todd knows. You know, I self-reported that I was playing hooky. And it's okay. But
not like
I'm
going to fire him or anything like that, so that's fine.
I am, like, laying awake at night frustrated right now, okay? Like, you know, if I get up in the middle of the night, it takes me 45 minutes to get back to sleep because all of this stuff is running through my head. That's how frustrated I am. So I'm asking for your help in coming up with a plan here. And I think I've come up with a plan, and the plan is a top 10 list. And I'm gonna keep this in a three-ring binder right by the What's On Your Mind microphone. And every time something bad happens in this country where a gun is involved, I want to pull this out and say, okay, before anybody starts running around talking about more gun laws, background checks, red flag laws, anything else, let's examine fairly what are the causes for these events, okay? So this is what I want to go on the list, okay? Now, I said one repeatedly, and I forget when I started this, but it might go back to Columbine. That's how old I am. And that was... it was a crisis of the heart. So I'm going to put that as number one on the list right now, at least as a thought starter, and we can continue to kind of, shape this a little bit. So I'm going to put that right. I'm typing as I'm talking right now. Stone cold heart, crisis of the heart. Okay, so I and we'll put all of these on the list, and wherever we get to the most will end up being the top 10 list. But crisis of the heart, I think, is, of course it is. Of course it is. Anybody who kills anybody is not where they need to be from the standpoint of their heart. You can't have a biblical view, I'll say, of a fellow human being that everyone is made in the image and likeness of God. That's what the Bible says. I didn't make it up, and it stood the test of time, I think. So if you disagree with me, fine. That's what the show is about. Bring it on. That's okay. But you can't have a view that everybody is made in the image and likeness of God, which means you treat them like God wants you to treat them, which is how? Love them as I've loved you, right? Love your neighbor as I've loved you. Love God above all else. These are very simple teachings. This isn't, you know, Catholic versus Lutheran. This isn't, Protestant versus, Buddha, whatever. It's pretty basic, okay? It's pretty basic. So, number one, obviously, that's it. And honestly, I think if we spent the most time on that one, we probably could move mountains. We could say, look, what do we do about the crisis of the heart? We would end more of these killings than anything. You remember the guy that called yesterday or the day before and said, hey, the Ten Commandments are brought back into schools, and teachers just teach Ten Commandments. I think he said, throw everything else out, just teach the Ten Commandments. But to his point, if you just did the Ten Commandments, maybe you'd move people a little bit. You know, we took it out of classrooms. Why not try putting it back in classrooms? Because when we took it out of classrooms, there weren't as many mass terroristic events as there are now, right? So I don't know. That could be one. What others should we put on there? What others? Because I don't want it always to be about gun control. Because it is always about gun control. And I guess it's because they're just louder than we are and have a megaphone of the media. But, you know, we all in our own circles can influence this. Don't accept that. What are the reasons this happens? And then every time, sadly, we have to talk about another one, we'll pull these off the shelf and just say, now remember, and what have we done about each of these? So what have we done on the crisis of the heart? What are we doing to address the crisis of the heart, which I would argue is number one on the list? Well, I don't know. I don't know. All right, let me throw out another one. And by the way, you can text these, too, if you prefer, 701-367-2054, or to Todd's phone, 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503 for Todd, 701-367-2054 for me, 701-367-2054. Okay, let's see here. Number two. What should number two be? I don't know if this is in any particular order, because we'll again see what most people think when we're done here, but I would say these psychotropic drugs. I would say that. I would say the common denominator in shootings. I'll just go back to Columbine Forward. How many of them have had a 15-minute appointment with someone in the medical community, said, I think they need to take a little bit of, you know, Ritalin this or, you know, such and such that or whatever. 40 years ago, how many did we prescribe and how many kids had them versus today? And as the curve of shootings, of terrorist attacks have gone up, does that dovetail with those going up?
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral owners, can you predict the future? Mineral Tracker can. Mineral Tracker is an online app that provides North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to project their future royalty income. Our proprietary algorithms allow us to use current market variables and your mineral ownership to give accurate past income estimates and future projections for your royalty income. When your future is unclear, turn to Mineral Tracker to bring clarity to your financial future. Go to mineraltracker.com today to activate your free account.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ, and so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Once in your mind is far by Schwann. on BuickGMC.com. That's funny. Guitars and Cadillacs is the bumper music as we're talking about this. But I also got to talk about the new 2020 GMC HDs. We're talking heavy duty. You got to get some actual work done. You got to get one of those. It's got the tailgate that kind of folds down to multiple. You got to see it. This is too much to describe. But check it out at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
On the way to the Twins game, 12-10, the Twins and the Atlanta Braves. And we're headed down with some friends today on What's on Your Mind. So it's mobile What's on Your Mind. We're down about St. John's University. A lot of Johnnies out there, I bet. So they probably know exactly where we're at. And that exit 155 along I-94 headed down towards the St. Cloud area. So kind of cool. If you're... questions or comments are ready to roll, give me a buzz, 800-228-0550. I want to add to this top 10 list today, or text me at 701-367-2054. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind, Jamie?
Talk about, you know, I see this in the news now all the time. Well, it's been in there since Trump was in, about all this, the rise of the white extremists and the white supremacy, and all this big problem now. We got to go to war against it. And, you know, I'm not a white supremacist, and I certainly don't like those people. I think they're losers. But we got FBI data here, Scott, the latest, that it was 500 black-on-white murders compared to 229 white-on-black. This is hate crimes, okay? So that's black people killing whites twice the rate, murdering them. And we got the Government Accountability Office, that 456 illegal aliens are arrested in this country every year for homicide. And we got the latest thing here. This is from the Huffington Post on extremists. 2017, white extremists murdered 34 people. Okay, so what is the problem? Which one of those sounds like a bigger problem to you?
We got black on white crime,
illegal alien crime, or white extremists. This is a bunch of garbage. This is the way they're trying to pigeonhole Trump as a racist, and we got this big other problem.
My point exactly in saying I don't want to play this game anytime one of these happens. And we always play the game. We always end up in that same circular firing squad. We ought not to. Or some commentator or the Trump campaign or the Republican Party or anybody else to do it, I think we need to do it. That's why I'm asking for this, because I couldn't agree with you anymore. You want to know who the white supremacists are? I would say anybody that supports Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood gives out a lot of donations. They funded Heidi Heitkamp's campaign to a big amount, okay? What do we know about Planned Parenthood? It was founded by Margaret Sanger. You know who Margaret Sanger is? Do a little research on Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger was a eugenist. She wrote a book called Birth Control, The Way to Thoroughbred the Race. In other words, eliminate black people. Do you know, of the 60 million abortions in this country since Roe versus Wade in 73, of the 60 million total, one-third are black. One-third. That's 20 million black babies. Anybody that's for Planned Parenthood's for that, right? Have to be. So, yeah, let's not accept their labels for who we are and what we are. Could not agree anymore. Appreciate the call. Rick in South Fargo coming up. Greg in South Dakota next. But first, did I mention I'm on the way to the Minnesota Twins game? And so is Don Kearns from Labor Masters. Hi, Don.
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Dandy.
This is going to be some fun, isn't it?
Ooh, I can't wait.
So normally you would be being the staff coordinator at Labor Masters.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so somebody else says that. Did we give Nancy that?
Yep, it's all covered. Yeah. Nancy's got it covered. Yeah. Yep, at
good,
the office.
Good. Nancy hardly works at all, so she can actually work one day, right?
Yep, she puts in her hours, though. She works hard.
I know she does. She's awesome, and so is everybody at Labor Masters. What do you do at Labor Masters?
Labor Masters is a day labor staffing service in Fargo. And we provide work opportunity for individuals that don't want to work part-time, full-time. If they want to come in, work one day a week, couple days a week, or all week long. We've got work, so much work going on right now that's going out. It is busy in Fargo.
Is that right? What kind of things do they do? Give me some examples.
Oh, gosh. General labor types of work, warehouse work, forklift, anything to do with construction site cleanup. We could do housekeeping, industrial keeping.
I want to clean the basement out. I want the basement absolutely wiped out, clean, throw everything away. Your guys can do it.
You tell me how many people you need. We will provide that service for you.
Wow, that's great.
Yep.
And by the way, people on the side of the road with a cardboard sign that say, you know, I need a job, that'd be perfect for them.
I have stopped and given them my business card. I need them to come in. If they're looking for work, if they don't have transportation, we can help them with that, too, to get them to work type of thing. But we have all shifts that come in, all kinds of production types of jobs. It has been extremely busy, and it's going to get a lot worse.
Awesome. What's the number to get a hold of Labor Masters?
701-566-8755.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to talk to you. All right, Rick in South Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, Scott, I think white men are on trial here. And as a white man on trial, I want to see the official crime scene photos of some of these high body count shootings. Because what I've seen in the last 7 years couldn't convict anybody because we see no evidence of this. We see no blood. We don't see the bodies. But we're at risk of losing our Second Amendment. So I don't think it's too much to ask if we could get Congressman Kelly Armstrong to subpoena the official crime scene photos, let's say of Parkland or Sandy Hook or Aurora, for which I don't even know if any of these people are in jail. I haven't seen no court documents, no courtrooms, anybody. Nobody's waiting for the electric chair. I want to see proof that these people and these shootings are not fake news because my Second Amendment is at risk. And I don't think it's too much to ask. I want proof.
Well, I certainly don't think it's too much to ask to have the facts. You're absolutely right. No doubt about that. I don't know that we don't. I've never heard anybody say we don't. You're obviously not going to get it all on the evening news, although I've seen plenty, but I hear you. Greg in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell me. Greg is no longer there. So you're going to tell me who's on the line one while I read a couple of these texts as well. 701-258-0550. I think you should push the fact that Donald Trump believes in God, and that's part of the reason why he can get through all of the junk that gets thrown around, thrown at him. Well, true, he does. And, you know, I think also a lot of people say, well, Donald Trump, look what he did, how many marriages, look what he talked about. Yeah, how many people do you know, you personally, how many do we know where somebody has been one kind of a person and then decide to be another? Maybe they drank before and were an alcoholic and now they don't anymore and they're a completely different person. Maybe they've said, you know, they were horrible to their wife and kids and now they completely turned their lives around. I mean, people are redeemed all the time. Never too late. You know, a lot of people who don't have faith will say, well, I did some really dumb things, really bad things. Well, welcome to the club. I mean, there's zillions of people out there like that. The trick is, are you sorry? Have you repented for that? Have you started fresh? Are you, you know, do you have, you know, a fresh start going? Because you can't. Here's Greg on the road somewhere in South Dakota. Go ahead, Greg. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Good morning. So I was just thinking about this a little bit. You made a comment about psychiatrists. And in fact, when you do see a psychiatrist, it typically is 15 minutes. And generally speaking, they have their pad and they're going to give you a prescription at the end of it. So that's kind of what they're set up for. And part of the problem, when you think about youth and just anybody in general, if you have a health plan, typically speaking, the health plan may cover mental illness.
Hang on, do me a favor. I don't want to cut this conversation short. So do me a favor. Just hang on. And we'll finish on the other side of the break, Greg, okay? You have good stuff to say here, okay? All right. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
This is Carol Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wanderers Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free.
And, Carol, let's welcome everyone along to Branson for six big Christmas shows, October 31st through November 5th. $989 per person based on double occupancy. Call Juven Tours and Travel. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Breaking news as British Airways had to cancel over 100 flights and delay another 300 a short time ago because its computer systems crashed. Cancellations and delays fouling up plans for thousands of travelers at London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports, also impacting some Americans who are planning to travel on British Airways jets. President Trump has just left the White House, headed for El Paso and then Dayton, Ohio, where mass shootings occurred over the weekend. The ex-girlfriend of the shooter in the Dayton, Ohio incident says,
"He was interested in what makes terrible people do terrible things."
The Dayton shooter took his own life after police shot him, and in El Paso, the gunman there is said to be cooperating with investigators. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
My friends at Oasis Petroleum have a team of folks that every day look at a buffalo on the wall and say, "I'm going to be that buffalo." And they have been at Oasis Petroleum through storms, through good times and bad. They power through. Great company to work for. Oasis Petroleum wants to recognize the Be the Buffalo spirit of North Dakotans. And that means law enforcement and teachers and folks just going about their day every single day doing what they do, whatever that might be in whatever function. We want to celebrate them. We want to recognize anybody that has the Be the Buffalo spirit. So we've set up the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline. And you can call it at 855-200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and tell us about anybody that exemplifies that Be the Buffalo spirit. It is pretty amazing. Great group of folks at Oasis Petroleum. Okay, so let's finish our chat with Greg on the road in South Dakota, and then we're going to talk with our guest from Energy Transfer Partners a little bit about the expansion of the Dakota Access Pipeline and some work yesterday in Emmons County, North Dakota. So stay tuned for that. But first, I want to give you a chance because we were coming up against the break there to finish your thought, Greg. Go ahead and tell me what you were saying.
Yeah, so Scott, so I think part of the epidemic issue with healthcare in the United States right now is, again, people have this thought, I think, that you go see a psychiatrist and you're in The Sopranos, right? And you're sitting down there for an hour on the couch and you're talking to the psychiatrist. And while that may occur in certain situations, if it does, it's extremely expensive. You're going to pay out of pocket for that. So if you find a psychiatrist that takes your health plan, generally what's going to occur is you're going to see that doc. You're going to see him or her for 15 minutes. You're going to get a prescription. That's going to be it. So, it's hard to access, the psychiatrist to begin with. B, they're going to give you a medication 90% of the time. And then the other components of this is really what people should be doing is seeing a therapist, a psychologist. And typically that's only covered on your EAP plan. And it's only going to cover a certain number of visits, maybe upwards of 7 visits, maybe even 10. But it's not going to cover more than that. Then you're out of pocket for that. A lot of people don't have the money for that. So if when Donald Trump talks, and I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, but when he talks about doing something with the mental health crisis we have in this country, I'm not sure what you're going to do. You know, it's one thing to say it, but it's a whole other thing to do it. I'm a veteran. I go to the VA, and there's a prime example in Sioux Falls. The VA is absolutely fantastic. They're 5-star, and you want to see a psychiatrist. you'll see a psychiatrist, and you'll see the psychiatrist usually within a week. If not, they'll send you out, and they'll pay for that for you to go out of the VA system. So that almost seems like the system we should have in a way, but that's part of the problem. And we have the other problem is all these young men are lonely. They have no connections to the community, and they're, you know, they're still living at home and so on and so forth. So that's, to me, not a gun issue, right? We all agree with that. It's a mental illness issue. It's a young, lonely person's issue at this particular moment, I think.
Well, two very good points. I'm going to add those to the top 10 list here as we continue to ferret out which ones belong in this top 10 list so I can bring it out whenever this happens and we have a real conversation about the real problems rather than always talking about it being gun control when we have 270 million guns in this country. 270 million in a country of 300+ million people. If guns were the problem, we'd all be dead already. Yeah, the guns are not the problem. We've done a pretty good job about being responsible with guns. It's what's the person behind it, and you've raised two good points. One on mental health and actually getting it right, because how many drugs are prescribed then with a 10-minute doctor's visit? You know, far too few, but I think your second one is even bigger. If we go back and look at single-family homes, people in this country who've grown up without fathers 50 years ago, okay? Take a look at the chart 50 years ago, what it looked like, what percentage? And then go look at how many of these terrorist attacks occur with, as you say, angry young men that don't have a friend, they are in a really bad, they have no role model, they have no place, right? I'll bet the numbers mirror each other. I bet it's the exact same thing. Has that number gone up? Look, this is a product of it. So why not talk about it? Of course we should. Why not find solutions to that? It's every bit as much of a problem as is gun control. Great South Dakota caller there. Thank you, Greg. Call again. We appreciate it very much. We're going to continue on this topic throughout the program. Kelly Armstrong. We'll join us, Congressman Armstrong, at the bottom of next hour. I have one question for him already related to the crime scene photos and evidence on these. I'll ask that. And also others on this topic. But we're going to take a little break from this topic to talk about something, boy, it's pretty darn important, and that is how we get the oil we're producing in North Dakota to the market. You know, we didn't pay much attention to how we did it until you may remember a time when the Bakken boom took off like something else. And we had an enormous amount of traffic fatalities. And it was basically a lot more trucks on the road transporting oil and a lot of really bad things happening. And somebody said, boy, we need more pipelines. So more pipelines were proposed. And then they became controversial by the people who want to keep oil in the ground. So, again, we have to continue to educate people about these things and how important they are. The Dakota Access Pipeline Project is one we've been proud to support from day one. And right now an expansion is underway in a really innovative way. And we're going to have someone join us to talk a little bit about that. Glenn Emery is the Vice President of Commercial Operations and Business Development at Energy Transfer Partners. Glenn, how are you doing?
Very well. How are you, Scott?
Well, doing great today. Appreciate the time very much. I understand you were at Emmons County yesterday talking with the county commissioners there about a pump station. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. What are these pump stations for, Glenn? Talk about that first.
So the pump stations allow us to be able to move increased volumes through the pipeline system. So the system started with three pump stations, and basically we will add three more pump stations that at intermediate points. We call them midpoint pump stations, and it just helps us increase the capacity.
That's pretty amazing, though, when you think about it, because I would think when we're talking about in total, if I remember rough numbers, a half a million barrels of oil per day capacity that can go to nearly a million barrels a day. So you're doubling it, and you're not doing it with more pipe. You're just doing it with more pumps, right?
Yes, and that's exactly the good part of this is we're using existing infrastructure that's already been permitted and in service, and it's a very minor amount of work that we need to do to be able to optimize the system and create this additional capacity to serve North Dakota.
So in Emmons County, your request was to do what? Tell us a little bit about the footprint there of what you were before the commission to do.
So in Emmons County, we will put one of the midpoint pump stations. And in essence, it's a mirror image of the other pump stations that we have already built on the system. And so we went out and got the land in fee, and so there's no eminent domain. The land is taken care of. And so the normal process in working with the county is to go through and go through a conditional use permit and address any zoning issues and work with them. And we're very pleased to have received their approval yesterday.
Well, that's great. So when you say that In other words, the pump stations are something that already are part of the pipeline as it operates today. There's just the exact, you know, similar apparatus that you'll use a few more of to double the capacity.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And are you able every step of the way to just put them right along the pipeline? So when you say no additional eminent domain or no additional land necessary, that's the case all the way through?
Yes, and that's the nice part. You know, the pump stations are basically in the path of the pipeline. There's no additional mainline pipe necessary. And in addition, you know, we have a maximum operating pressure of the pipeline system that we still operate within, and there's no change to that in the process either.
How was the request received by the folks at Emmons County?
They have a process. They went through the process with diligence, and we worked with them and answered their questions and worked through, and we appreciate how they worked with us and also, you know, with respect to their decision yesterday as well.
So what kind of a timeline are you under? Is that now that that's been approved, that'll be built, and do you implement all the additional pumps at once, or do you do them as you put them on?
So we will need all the pump stations in place to be able to increase the system capacity. The next steps will be just to finish with each of the states where the pump stations will be, to work through the processes that are necessary in each state, North Dakota being one. We have to finish that process, and once we do, it'll take us about 6 to 9 months to be able to do the construction on the system and create this capacity.
As Energy Transfer Partners, which for folks that don't know is, one of the, if not the premier pipeline builder in the country, these folks are just amazing engineers that are at it. Kelsey Warren, a friend of the program, is an engineer himself at the top, and many folks underneath. They just are really good at what they do. But I would imagine it's somewhat rare to build a pipeline of this magnitude, a project of that size, and then literally double it within this short of time, is it?
You know, I think it's one of those where we believed in the project. We felt the production would be there, and with having the producers counting on the fact that there was sufficient takeaway, that they would continue their drilling programs to fill it up. I think we were all very pleased that it has filled up so quickly and put us in this position to need to do more to better serve the producers in North Dakota.
Well, it's really a great story. Remind us where it goes. Where is the crude that comes from North Dakota that hits the Dakota Access Pipeline? What are the options for that crude?
So we have two delivery points, two areas we deliver to. Patoka, Illinois, basically gets into the Pad 2, which is in the Midwest and serves Chicago, Ohio River Valley, and that general area. And then also then it continues down to the Gulf Coast where it gets into all of the infrastructure down there. And this pipeline basically serves about 75% or the volumes can get to about 75% of the refining capacity in the U.S.
And who owns the oil in the pipeline? Is it the company that brought it out of the ground?
We have various types of shippers. We have producers that are shippers. We have refiners that are shippers. And we also have marketers that are shippers. So it's a combination of all of those types of entities.
And they compensate Energy Transfer Partners how? As a you know, per barrel kind of deal, or how does that work?
Yes, we post tariffs. We're a FERC-regulated pipeline for the crude oil side of things. And so we post tariffs that are that for the different volume level commitments and also for walk-up shippers.
So what's next to get to completion of the Dakota Access Pipeline capacity doubling?
We're in the process to work through all the any of the regulatory and permitting type issues we need to address, and then it's a matter of then. We've already ordered long lead time equipment and are working down the path to be ready to go as soon as we have all the regulatory processes completed.
Fantastic. Well, kudos to the folks in Emmons County who obviously recognize the difference that makes, and I know there's a few other pump station permits that'll be necessary for county by county, and just keep this thing rolling along and get producers an opportunity to double the capacity. It's a big darn deal. Thanks, Glenn, for the time. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Glenn Emery Vice President of Commercial Operations and Business Development at Energy Transfer Partners, on some big news there on Ammons County yesterday. Love it. More coming up after this. Don't go away.
Titan Machinery has the most versatile tractors on the market, the new generation T7 series from New Holland. These tractors expertly handle the field work of row crop and mixed farming operations, as well as tough hauling, transport, and utility chores. Nine models from 140 to 3,000 horsepower give you precise control and best-in-class comfort of the Horizon cab. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about New Holland T7 tractors today. They give you power, versatility, comfort, and efficiency.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on What's On Your Mind, bound for the Twin Cities today. Actually, downtown Minneapolis at Target Field, which is just one great baseball stadium. You remember when the Indians built their stadium in Cleveland? I was so envious at the time. It was just perfect, little neat little stadium. Then who else did one not too far? Baltimore, I guess, did another one. It was really nice like that. And that became kind of the thing in the stadiums. And the Twins had the benefit of waiting a couple of years and really did it right. Dave St. Peter is going to stop by and see us today at the game, and we'll record an interview that we'll play tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to it. But nice to see a North Dakotan like Dave St. Peter doing such a great job. Very integral in the whole design and operation of Target Field. So it should be fun today. We're going to be there broadcasting live until then, anyway, and the game starts at 12:10 on What's On Your Mind. How about that? I did bring along my pillow for maybe a little nap on the way home. Thank you, Mike Lindell, for inventing the best pillow on the planet Earth. In fact, Mike was going to come by and see us today, and then yesterday called and said, I can't do it, I can't do it. This new book has got him running all over the place. So a brand new book going on and lots of things happening. If you haven't had a chance, pick up that book. It is amazing. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? And he has designed one great pillow that right now we give you the best deal ever offered on it. Radio or TV has never seen a deal like this. It is two pillows, premium pillows, that's the best, for $69.98, $34.99 a pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. That's right. MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Great gift idea. Great gift idea. All right. 800-228-0550. Back to the top 10 list here. What belongs on the top 10 list reasons terrorist attacks like El Paso, like Dayton, Ohio, like Columbine, like Parkland High? I go right down the list. What do they have in common? What are the reasons they happen? Tell me that. Here's some of your answers. Too many dysfunctional and non-communicating self-absorbed families. I'm going to call that family breakdown of the family. That's a huge problem in many fronts, on many fronts in North Dakota. Not in North Dakota. I would say less so in North Dakota than elsewhere, but in North Dakota too. Everywhere. Everywhere is what I meant to say. Texter says, from the Declaration of Independence, he has constrained our fellow citizens taken captive on the seas to bear arms against their country to become the executioners of their friends and brethren or to fall themselves by their hands. That was a quote. King George. In the radical rights hijacking of the Second Amendment, you conflate ownership of guns with the phrase bearing arms, as used in the Second Amendment, a distortion of the highest order. All right, we're going to put gun control on the list for that listener. Gun control. Well, of course, it's the only reason by most of the leftist accounts right now. It's the only one. Gun control is the reason. If you had background checks, if you banned assault weapons, define assault weapon for me, if you have red flag laws, guess what? None of this stuff would happen. Please. Here's another texter, a fine listener. Dehumanization of those who believe differently than ourselves. Folks with differing views get lumped into large, faceless groups and are easier to hate and commit crimes upon. Interesting. Add this one to the list, Scott. Stronger leadership in the classroom. Teachers who act more like mentors instead of pushing drugs or a political agenda. I think the education system belongs on the list. I do. I wouldn't put all of the blame of the breakdown of education on teachers in the education system, however. I think, for instance, go back to our previous conversation, these psychotropic drugs, all these drugs that are prescribed. Well, they have ADD, give them a drug. They have, they're depressed, give them a drug. Instantly we solve a problem with it. Drug, right? Well, there's a lot of behavioral problems in schools. So much so teachers have to be behavioral specialists before they're even teachers. So that's obviously going to come at the cost of education. But what they teach belongs on that list. Another texter says, Scott, the other day you made the comment that maybe the parents should take some of the blame for these kids' actions. How about putting some of the blame on the people that have made the child abuse laws? If the parents could discipline their children without fear of going to jail, or better yet, just get a good old-fashioned spanking, how many people from the old school ways went on shooting sprees? All right, well, we can put that on the list and see if it makes the top 10. I think that common sense when it comes to disciplining children still prevails. Are there people that say, I'm not going to do anything before fear? Sure, I guess, but that's got to be a small percentage of people. And is there some really stupid people out there that have enforced, simple disciplining of children? Sure. But I don't think that is why we wake up in the morning and hear about a shooting. Do you? Do you think that? Another texter. The texter, very, very good. I mean, I love our listeners because you think about these things. You aren't just throwing out willy-nilly. Same with the callers. It's pretty amazing what you do. It really is. Let me get Susan in here real quick before I read this long text. Susan in Mandan, your take.
Well, one of the things, I don't know if you've said it already, but they are young males. And often with school shootings, they're getting their guns from family members, either whether it be an uncle, a grandpa, a father, a mother. You know, Sandy Hook shooting, the mother was providing a lot of the guns because a lot of young men don't have the money to buy bigger guns. And the other thing that hasn't been talked about is almost all the guns that most carnage is semi-automatic weapons that have been modified, you know, to hold, you know, 100 rounds of bullets.
All right. Gotcha. Up against the clock. More coming up.
It's time for the Medora Minute. We're on with Justin Fisk with Medora. I love the musical theme, Justin. Be legendary.
We always celebrate the legend of Theodore Roosevelt at the Medora Musical, and this year we do it in a fun, new way. We include his charge at San Juan Hill in a really different way that people are loving, but we also are celebrating some legends of the Badlands that people are less familiar with. Some of the legendary ladies of the Badlands and the North Dakota Six Pack, some legendary rodeo cowboys from North Dakota celebrated in the Medora Musical this year.
Tell me about the legendary ladies.
We tell the story of some of the hardy women of the Badlands that really helped build this place, folks that raised large families while ranching, numerous heads of cattle, the first teacher in Medora, and really just some of the people that you don't get to hear about a lot.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. Justin, we will chat soon.
Fully from the Badlands.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.